From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pakistani officials say a suicide bomb blast at a crowded public park in the eastern city of Lahore Sunday night killed at least 70 people, wounded hundreds more, women and children among those victims. We get more now from reporter Ayaz Ghul.
This is a very famous park in the city, and in fact it was Easter, and most of members of the Christian community, they were also present with their kids, and apparently a suicide bomber struck the area of the park where mostly kids were playing with their parents.
The United States has condemned it in the strongest terms, that attack in Lahore, calling it a cowardly act in what has long been a scenic and placid park. Authorities in Mali say two men with alleged links to al-Qaeda and the Islamic Maghreb have been arrested in connection with the March 13 terror attacks in the Ivory Coast resort town of Grand Bassam that left at least 19 people dead. Ivory Coast last week said it had 15 other suspects in custody. The North African branch of al-Qaeda also has claimed responsibility for a hotel assault in November. That was in Mali. They killed 20 people, and a similar attack in January that killed 30 others in Burkina Faso. Syria's army says the recapture of Palmyra will be a launching point for expanded operations against the Islamic State. The militants took the city from government forces in a matter of days in May of 2015 and later demolished several 2,000-year-old monuments as part of their pattern of destroying what they consider idolatrous worship. This is VOA News. Riot police in Belgium clashing with police on Sunday and with hundreds of protesters in central Brussels despite a ban on demonstrations in effect until Tuesday. The protests gathered at the Stock Exchange to express solidarity with the victims of last Tuesday's multiple bombings at the airport and a subway station that killed at least 31, wounded hundreds more. The investigation into the March 22nd attack appears to show links to last November's terror attacks in Paris that killed 130. Authorities have conducted raids and arrested several suspects across the continent in recent days. At a U.S. broadcast interview on Sunday, Secretary of State John Kerry, who met with European and Belgian officials in Brussels, said the U.S. is cooperating in the effort to prevent such attacks in the future.
We've been looking for additional screening. We've been engaged, actually, with the Belgian authorities for some period of time now, trying to fill gaps that they're aware exist. And I think everybody is now geared up to recognize that the fight is not just in Iraq and Syria, but the fight is wherever those fighters have come from.
U.S. government has confirmed that so far four Americans are known to have died in the Brussels bombing attacks, and at least 12 others were wounded. A French national suspected of involvement in planning a terror attack has been arrested in the Netherlands. 32-year-old, whose identity has not been released, was arrested Sunday at the request of French authorities in the port city of Rotterdam. He's expected to be extradited to France soon. Three other people were detained in the raid. Two of them were described as ages 43 and 47 and having an Algerian background, while the third has not been identified. Dutch officials say the French requested the arrest Friday after the suspect was identified in a terrorism investigation. They released no further details about the suspect or the investigation. Turning now to U.S. politics, just off his sweep of three Democratic caucuses, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders Sunday declared his campaign has the momentum to win over his rival, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
And that is how we win, when working people and young people, when people who have given up on the political process get back in and demand a government that represents all of us, not the 1%. That's how we win.
Some political observers have said Clinton's lead is insurmountable and argue Sanders should drop out of the race and allow her to focus on the eventual Republican presidential nominee. Sanders on Sunday rejected those calls. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.